The Hunger Dialect by Kim B. Miller. We sip on tea flavored with righteous indignation, add a touch of honey dripping in our own gluttony, while we slowly speak the dialect of hunger. We claim to be ambitious on solutions, but truth says we have never met. We spread lies evenly as if evenness eliminates detection. Hungry people see a world of excess who view starvation as avoidable. Victim shaming is our specialty. This dialect of deception is clearly recognizable. The language we lie with is so bitter, even when dripping off of sweet religious lips. We can't feed everybody. Here comes the lie. We embrace the acceptance that doing nothing is equal to trying. Yet we continuously knit together new excuses with our lies. We shame hungry people on full stomachs, and then we rewrite the narrative. Imagine a world that throws away enough food to feed the hungry, complaining about loss, while the population who has food insecurity is waiting to be found. Empty stomachs are not looking for empty words. We need long-term, right now, sustainable actions. Let's plant fruits and vegetables and let freedom be the gardener. Allow people to pick fresh food from their community greenery. Have community barbecues and well-placed public pantries. Donate to trusted restaurants so they can offer free meals to those in need. Create central areas for restaurants to bring food instead of throwing it away. Let's reinvent how we distribute food, making it easier to ask without asking. And no more pretty phrases for ugly things. Starvation is not food insecurity. Is death breathing insecurity? Our appetite for synonyms seems high. Hunger has many levels, and a need to make hunger definable is all needed. Let's make sure we are not using it to avoid saying words that sting. Starvation is a life insecurity. Action is the cure. But we're too busy slicing up excuses while hungry people look at an empty plate full of indecision. We don't even offer them a cup of hope.